Mike Vrabel was in talking about where football players are wired differently.
Yeah.
Guys were asking about the injury this past week and stuff. Is that true? Are you guys just wired differently?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Especially,
you know their risks.
Yeah, exactly. Especially if you make it to this level. By that point, you know, if you weren't wired differently, now you are. We heal things in a couple of days where a normal person would take a couple of weeks. So, mind over matter has a little bit something to do with it, and it's tough, man. But that's just the life that we live.
Because you never miss a snap.
No, yeah, you don't want to. You don't want to. That's what keeps you going. That's what keeps you grinding, and you're in there every day. 16-hour days. It's a tough life, but we enjoy it on Sunday. Yeah. It makes it worth it.
Yeah. You playing on Christmas?
Yeah.
Best Christmas memory or best present or comes to mind as a kid? Or?
Yeah. My bike. My bike. I think I was like 8 or 9 years old, and I got a bike, and all the way until I got my car, man, that was my transportation. So my favorite present was definitely a bike.
I know that you haven't been here for all of it, but David Questenberry's journey to get here to where he is, what do you think about what
that's awesome too. That's awesome. I mean, I was waiting for him to come up, man, and he battles it, obviously what he's been through. I can't even speak on it, but to get where he's at today, and he's active now and there's a chance of playing. I mean, how cool is that? You know what I'm saying? That's awesome. And I hope he has a long career and continues to get better. Nobody works harder than that guy. So that's pretty cool to see with those two guys being, especially in the room, you get to build a relationship with them, and it keeps you going a little bit. It's a little bit of motivation for us when you're down. Oh, I don't feel too good today. Well, I just look over here. Well, what about him a couple of years ago or whatever? So it's motivation, man. It's really cool.
I know you haven't played a lot with him. Regular season, obviously, at all.
Yeah.
But what sort of player is he? What sort of offensive lineman is he from what you've seen?
He's a young player. And I played with him a little bit in camp. He's just willing to learn and willing to listen and takes coaching very well. And he's built like a guard. Like, just watch him walk around. He's a big dude, So hopefully he'll have continued success and play a couple years and help this team out.
Man City has a nice nasty streak. Have you seen any of that?
Yeah, he does. And hopefully we'll get to see some of that on Sunday. He plays the way the game should be played, the way I like to play. I guess offensive line, might cost you a flag or two here and there. But that's the fun part. That's the way I think offensive linemen should play, through the whistle.
Not trying to hurt anybody.
No, you never try to hurt anybody. That's the thing that people – sometimes they get confused. You try and take them out. I'm never trying to hurt anybody. I've spent, I guess 5 out of 10 years in the training room in the off season. So I know how that feels, and that's never the case. You do want to finish them, you don't want to help them up, but hopefully he gets up and do it again. Because those guys are, doing the same thing. So football's fun, man. If you like contact, I love it, so –